Okay, Rabbosai, today we are learning Bav Metzia Daf Chaf Zion. And we're here at Chaf Vavim Beis at the two dots at the bottom. Right, a quote from our Mishnah Halakeach, Peros Mechavero. Right, just the Mishnah which had, you know, a few lines up, right? If a person takes, buys money from his friend, or buys produce from his friend, and he finds some money in it, so that he is allowed to keep it. So the Gemara says like this, Amar Shlakish. Mishum Rabbi Yanai. Lo shanu ela belokeach min hatagar. That is only if you bought it from a seller or a merchant, meaning a guy who has bought produce, let's say a distributor in the local vernacular. If you look at Rashi, right, first Rashi on the daf, right, asha avshu lokach tvua zuma anashim harbe, right, because this guy also, right, bought his grain from many different people. I guess a distributor would be, it's probably more like a supermarket, right? He brought a lot of grains from a lot of different distributors. And velo yoda lemaninu, right? Again, he doesn't know where the tefuah came from. Meaning, you didn't buy this from somebody, right? You bought it from an organization, from someone who got their produce from a lot of places. Av bolokech mivalavayis, but if you bought it from your next door neighbor, right, and he's got $100 bill lying in the produce, said chayev lahachser, then you got to give it back, and that obviously, right, makes a lot of sense. V'chein tana kameder of Nachman lo shna bolokech matagar av bolokech mivalavayis chayev lahachser. Okay, they taught the same exact halacha from Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman someone taught that halacha in front of Rav Nachman. And then Rav Nachman said to him, but he says, what do you mean? Wait, hold on. A guy owns a big field. Yeah, a guy has a big farm. So the Baal HaBayis himself is not the one who did all the work on the grain, right? I mean, he had workers. He had people. He paid people to come in. Maybe they lost the money. So how do you know the money, you know, belongs to the Baal HaBayis? So Malay. So he said this. The guy said to him, okay, Yisme, should I erase it? Should I delete it from the list of prices? Says Amalei, no. To target Masnisa, just explain. The Mishnah means that the case would be where you would give it back to the Baal HaBayis, right? If you know that his slaves or his avadim did the work. So even if they theoretically dropped the money, right, whatever, anything that the slave owns, the master owns, right, and therefore, right, it would belong to the Baal HaBayis. Okay, new Mishnah. Afa simla haisa beklal. Even a shirt, even a piece of clothing was included, right, in this general rule. What do you mean general rule? Right, so there's a whole this the halacha of hashava saveda, but there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, right, specifically simla. So v'lami yatzasa. Why does the pasuk say it? Right, pasuk says v'chein taser l'simla so. Right, so too you have to give back hashava saveda if you find someone's piece of clothing. So why does the pasuk mention that? Right, again, because you have to return any object that has some sort of simon. So why does the Torah specify a piece of clothing? To be makish, right, to explain that anything you have to return has to be connected to a simla, to a shirt, to a piece of clothing. Right, a piece of clothing is unique because it has simanim and it has tovim, it has people to claim it. Right, af kol davar sheyesh bo simanim v'yeshlach tovim chayiv lahachriz. Anything that has similarly, that has a sign, some sort of cement, has people to claim it, right? As we'll see, then you have to announce that. We'll see. Doesn't every item have some people claiming it? So we'll see in a second that, you know, what exactly that's excluding. But so too, right? Has to meet the criteria. Has to be similar to a shirt. The Gemara says, "What do you mean by the phrase 'my bechal kol elu'? What do you mean included in everything?" So Amarav just like bechal kol evadas achicha. The Gemara just clarifies, right, the halacha of, right, returning, right, a lost object, right? How do you define a lost object? Okay, that's how the Mishnah explains. So Amarav says, "Lamidli the kasa rachmana." Right, we have a bunch of things that the Torah says. Why did the Torah say shor chamor se salma simla? Right, the Torah lists all those things. Right, the pasuk says just to explain. V'chein tasel chamorav, v'chein tasel simla. So v'chein tasel kol evadas. And then it says later, it says earlier, lo sira shor achicha ve os seoni dochim v'salam tamehem hashem tishivim lachicha. You have the two psukim with all these, right, examples. You have sor, you have chamor, you have ses, simla. Right, why do we need all these things? So Gemara says, Tzrichi, we need all these examples. Dikaz Rachman is simla. If we would have just written a piece of clothing, havamina hanimili, right, be'edim. You would have said, you only have to, right, give it back, right, after the Shabbos Aveda, if there are edim for the item itself, right, or the simanim on the item itself. But a donkey where you have edim that they recognize the saddle, and they have a simon on the saddle, so maybe we would not have to give it back. So therefore the pasuk teaches me a donkey, right, even a chamor, right, with the signs, right, on of the saddle, and we'll discuss that a little bit more in coming, but you can also get it back with the signs on the saddle, not only a donkey. So what do you need, right, the ox and a sheep. Short, afilu gizas znavo vse legizosov. Right, the shor tells me that even if you have the shearing, right, of the guy, of the ox's tail, right, that you have to give back, and so too, right, the shearings of the sheep. So the Gemara says, lichtov rachmana short, afilu gizas znavo kol shekain se legizosov. So one second, or legizosov. If you tell me you have to return the shearings of the ox's tail, obviously, if you find the shearings of the sheep's wool, which is much more common, normal, and much more, obviously you have to return that back. You have to give it back to the owner. So Gemara says, you're right. El amarava chamor debor l'Rabbi Yehuda v'sed da'aveda l'divrei hakol kasha. That's actually a kasha. Meaning, so just to get back to our context, we'll explain what Rabbi Yehuda is doing over here. Right, what that means is, yes, enechinami, that's kasha. It's very difficult, right, according to everybody, to explain exactly why a se is mentioned over here, because you could have just learned it out from the ox and from the shore that says that if even the shearings of its tail, so do kavachomer, the shearings, right, of a sheep. So we're not sure why the pasuk mentioned that. What is chamor debor? So that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember, that's already in Bava Kamma, we had a machlokes as to whether you're chayiv in a bor, in a pit, right, if it damages kalim, and that's machlokes chachamim the rabbanon, meaning, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, he holds that you're chayiv for kalim as well as regular animals. So according to the chachamim, again, that says you're only chayiv for boar, for an animal. So that's why the pasuk of chamor teaches me that you're only chayiv for animals. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, says you're chayiv for everything. So why is it mentioned chamor? So that talk is a kasha, and that's what the Gemara says over here. Right, it's not exactly clear. Okay, so now, so the Gemara says ve'ema legalalim hudasa. Maybe sheep tells me that you have to return the animal's feces, the animal's dung, the manure that comes from the animal. So the Gemara says nah, galalim afkiri mafkir, the people are mafkir, right, the manure. Ve'dilma lesimanu hudasa. Maybe the teaches me that you need to have a simon. De boile, you mean to get your item back. De boile, because they asked the following shayla, the simon deras de rabbanon. We're going to do this on Amud Beis. That sirais, or really, yeah, the simonim is the concept of giving something back based on simonim. Is that din deraisa din rabbanon? So kazer rachmana said, afilu b'simonim adrinan, have a simonim deraisa. Maybe the word se teaches me that you give an item back based on simonim, and therefore we can answer that simonim, in fact, says, "I'm ready to send the base managers that made the Gatani Lutana with Simon and Gabi Simla." I mean, what do you mean? You taught me that halacha by Simla, right? That's the whole purpose, right, of the word Simla, of teaching clothing, right? Again, that's the Mishnah set, right? Something that has a simon and it has people to claim it, right? So the Gatani is within the Mishnah. Masim la miuchedes sheish ba simon v'yesh ba tovim chayv la'achris. Af kol davar sheish ba simon v'yesh ba tovim chayv la'achris. Right? Shema mina. Apparently, we see the set lav simonim hudasa. Apparently, set can't be teaching me that in simonim because already Simla teaches me, right, that the simonim, right, are included, and therefore, right, the set is still unclear exactly why it's in the pasuk. Tana rabbanu lan d'rabbeinu. Hasher tovad, an item that you lose. Prat laveda she'in ba shavet pruta. That excludes an aveda. That's not with shavet pruta. That's not considered to be something chashuv enough that you have to return. It's not lost, etc. Rabbi Yehuda Amar umetasa prat laveda she'in ba shavet pruta. Pasuk says umetasa teaches me that exact same halacha. So the Gemara just simply asked right away. Maybe not. Well, what's the difference? Right? They both teach me the same halacha. They just, one of them uses the pasuk of Tana rabbanu. Tana kama uses the pasuk of Asher Tovad, and Rabbi Yehuda says Umetasa. So Abai says, yeah, Enechinami, Mashmaos Dorsrim, Ikubainahu. They're just arguing how to understand the psukim. Right, the Joshas, where do you get it from? Mar Nafkalemi mi Asher Tovad, or Mar Nafkalemi mi Metasa. That's just Machogis and Joshas. Gemara says, Mar Nafkalemi mi Asher Tovad. Gemara's now going to try and find the Nafkamina, right, a real Nafkamina, because we don't want to leave it as a Nafkamina like that. It's not really so Gishmak, right? How do you darshan? Which word teaches me the halacha? Right, because lechora, if you learn from one word, what do you do with the other words? And then Gemara is going to try and find, right, a nafkamina. So Gemara says, "Uleman de nafkale me'asher tovad hay mitzasa ma'avile." So according to the Chachamim, Tanakama, who says you learn from me'asher tovad, what do you do with mitzasa? We buy the Keder Rabnoi. You learn the halacha of Rabnoi. That's a guy's name. Right, we said maybe that's Ravina or whatever. Okay, the Damar Rabnoi. Right, mitzasa da'asai li yade mashma. I mean, it implies that something came to your hand, and the chora again. That what's it called? What is that? Hold on, 1 second. Sorry. Nachon. So Rashi says over here, right, that you wouldn't have to return, right, an item, right, to a goy, right? If you look at Rashi, the asa liyadei mashma, right on the bottom, afilu hachi achicha v'lo ovi kuchavim, right? It's only Hashavas aveda only applies to your brother, not a goy. Lamdecha shavedas kenani mutaris, to teach me that if a kenani loses an item, you can keep it. V'lo tema, and you shouldn't say ki amot avedas kenani mi litruach acharea, right? Amot aval inakte chayev ladurei, but you shouldn't learn. Maybe you should, meaning you shouldn't say that you have a mitzvah to give back, meaning maybe you would say that the halacha that excludes a goy from a Shabbos Aveda, that means you don't have to put in effort and go find, right, a lost object. But if something just shows up, if something rolls into your backyard, so maybe you would have to give that back. So Kavachomer, the Kamash Malan, Rav Nai says, right, that you don't have to, you don't say that. Meaning that it's, that you don't have to give it back to a goy, even if it kind of just rolls into your backyard. Okay, either way, so fine, that's what you would learn. Right, high, low, sovereign, my avid lay. So the other way around, right, in the corner of Yehuda, who learns it from mitzasa, what does he do with asher tovad? He learns Rabbi Yochanan's alacha, damar Rabbi Yochanan, mishum, rishim, rabbi Yochai, minayin la'aveda sheshat fanar, reshehim utaris. How do you know that the lost object is swept away by a river, that you can keep it? Shenamar Pazik says, kin taset l'chol avidas achicha shetovad mimenu umtasa. Right, you have to give back a lost object that was lost and was found. Misha avuda himenu umtsuya etzel kol adam. Right, that is something that's lost from him, and other people have found it. Yatsazu, to exclude something that's flooded away, right, shavuda himenu veinu umtsuya etzel kol adam, and that's not able to be found by everybody, because the choritz right in the middle of a river, or it kind of just got swept up, and you know, whatever, right? Not other people are able to access it. How does he know Rabbi Noah's halacha? So, he learns it from Mitzasa. Okay. So, what does Tanakh know Rabbi Yochanan's halacha? Nafkale Mimenu. He learns it from Mimenu. Okay. So, what does he do with Mimenu? So, Mimenu lo mashmalei. I see he does not learn anything from Mimenu. Okay, Rava Amar. Rava says, "What's a nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama?" Right, up until now, we've been working within Abaye, right, with Mashmo's Droshim. So Pruta the Shehuzlo Ikibenayu. He said, Rava says that if you have a Pruta that again you found, the halacha is you don't have to give back something that's worth less than Shava Pruta. Let's say it was worth a Shava Pruta when he lost it, and then it went down in value, and now it's no longer a Shava Pruta. So Manda Amar Meyasher Tovad, according to the one who says, if you lose it, meaning the fact that you lose something that's worth a Shavu Pruta means you have to give it back. And if it's less than a Shavu Pruta when you lost it, right, then you don't have to give it back. But since it was worth a Shavu Pruta, right, so then Gemara says Iko, so then you would have to give it back, even though right now it's less than a Shavu Pruta, because when he lost it, it was worth a Shavu Pruta. Manda Amar Mitzasa Leka, but according to the one who says the finding needs to be a Shavu Pruta, so then if you found something that's less than a Shavu Pruta, regardless of what it was worth, right, at the time of loss, so then you wouldn't have to give it back. Gemara says, I don't like that so much, because Mandavar Asher Tovar, Abiyin Mitzasa V'Alaka. Right, you can't disagree with the fact that the Pazak also says Umitzasa. Right, it's one thing if you would have, right, separate, you'd be learning from the same word, right, that what's the Hagdara of a Shava Pruta, meaning when do you define this item is a Shava Pruta, and therefore you have a Chiyav to give it back. Is it when you lost it, or when you found it? So if they'd be darshaning out the same words, that would be a Machlokes. But both of them agree. But Pazik says, Asher Tovad Mimenu Umatzasa. Right, so it has to, both of them agree that there needs to be a Shava Pruta, right, both when you find it, and when you lose it. So that doesn't work. So Elos Gemara tries again. It says Pruta Shehukra Yikubinai. Maybe it went up in value, right? It's the same svara, but the Chora we're going to obviously reject it the same way. Mandamar Mitzasa Iko Mandamar Asher Tovad Leka. Right? If you go based on the finding, so you found it and it was worth a Shava Pruta. But if you go based on the losing, Asher Tovad Mimenu, so then there wasn't a Shava Pruta and it went up in value, so you didn't have to give it back. So Gemara says no. The Mandamar Mitzasa Right? Habi Ina Asher Tovad Veleka. Right? But both of them agree that you have to find it also. Right, but you have to lose it, that it was worth a Shavu Pruta. Meaning both of them agree to both drushes. It needs to be worth a Shavu Pruta when it was found and when it was lost. Finally, the Gemara settles and says, Ela Pruta Shehukra V'huzla V'chazer V'huka Ika Binayu. It was worth a Pruta when it was lost, went down in value, right, went back up in value, and then it was found. And so the Mandam Rasher Tovar Ika, according to the one who says that if you lose it, right, and you find it, right, so then, l'chora, it was worth a Shavu Pruta when you lost it. It was worth a Shavu Pruta when you found it. So therefore, you have to give it back. Mandar Mitzasa, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, says the one you found it, b'idin t'ispe shir mitzia mishas aveda v'ashas mitzia. He holds that you have to have the amount of value that, you know, meaning it has to be a Shavu Pruta the entire way through, right? From the loss of the object, right, all the way through, right, to the finding, right, and the fact that it went down and went up in value, right, that would make it not shayach to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Okay. Hey, by the way, that's the following Shaila. Again, we mentioned this already once for a second. We're going to deal with this now. On Amud Beis, Simanim Daraisa Odirabanan, right? Simanim, the fact that we return an item based on Simanim is at Daraisa Odirabanan. So the Gemara says, jumps right away, says, Mainaf Karina, who cares? Right, who cares? The rest of the Rabbanan. Right, we get the shaylas all the time when they're talking like, well, it's Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, this is also the Raisa. This is also the Rabbanan. Right, obviously, there's a lot of differences that you can come with that. But here again, if you're going to give an item back, you're going to give the item back. Right, so who cares? So Gemara says, La'adure get isha b'simonim. Right, if you have a get, right, that you would give back to a woman based on a simonim. Rashi already says that the shliach lost the get, avin min ha-shliach, right? And the question is, can you give it back? Right? And then obviously back to the shliach, right? And then they would go, right, and give it to the woman. So the Gemara says, eat amarta del raisa. If you tell me you see manamar del raisa, then hadrinan, you can give it back. If you amarta del rabbanan, though, but if it's only din del rabbanan, then ki ever rabbanan takanta b'mamona. Right? Chazal only did monetary, meaning made this takana of giving an item back based on simanim by money, so that people, can give back items back to different people if they lose items. Aval be surah, but it's an isser. You're talking about a get. You're talking about allowing an ish, right, to be divorced and remarried, etc. Then lo avid rabbanan takanta. Maybe there was no such takana, right? And then you'd have to write a new get, right? And then the get would be no good. So tashma, let's bring a proof from the Mishnah. Afa simla haisa b'chlal kol elu v'lami asasal akisha leo v'lami l'cham asimla miyuedes miyuchedes sheish la simanim v'yesh la tovin chayv la'achris af kol dover sheish la simanim v'yesh lo tovim chayv la'achris, right? Quote our Mishnah. We quoted it already before in the Gemara. Right? Maybe simanim are daraisa because our Mishnah says that they're based on the pasuk of asimla. So Gemara says, no. Tana tovim mitzrichalei simanim kidei nasba. Could be that really the pasuk teaches me that you need to have tovim, people claiming it, right? Let's say that it's not shatvanar or whatever. But really that the simanim thing was b'kidei nasba, right? It was just on the side. Derech agav, as they say in Israel, right? Just, what's the word in English? I forget already. But, just parenthetically, thank you. Parenthetically, so that lechora, right, maybe it wasn't actually mamish drasha deraisa. Doesn't teach me whether it's drasha derabanan. Tashma, bring a proof. Chamor b'simani ukaf. Again, we just said that you can give back a donkey based on, right, its saddle. Right, so okay, that seems to be din deraisa. Again, that's a pasuk of chamor. So the Gemara says ema be'ede ukaf. No, it could be their edim about the saddle. Okay, Tashma, bring a proof. Vaya mimcha drasha chicha. So you have to keep the aveda until your guy looks to find it. The Gemara says, one second, how can you give back the item before the guy is looking for it? How do you know it's his? How do you know he's looking for it? How do you know anything? Right, you found the donkey. So what do? Like, you just wait? You just give it back to him before he can even look for it? You have no idea whose it is. So Ella must be Darshayu, right? Im Ramayhu, O Imeno Ramayhu. What the pasuk is telling me, right? Until Dorash, right? You have to look into it and figure out if he's scamming you or not, if it's really his. My Lab is Simanim, isn't that with a Simon? So Gemara says, maybe it's with Edim, which obviously worked with Darshayu. So someone said to me today, right, we're talking about the proliferation of AI and how you can't trust anything, any videos you see, all these deep fakes and whatever, all these crazy, incredible quality videos that they're making. So he said, yeah, because Chazal were right, and we're just going to end up going back to the situation where only Edim, only witnesses, right, are going to be able to determine the truth. Okay, we're not there yet, but L'chora, right, how do you know? Before long, we're not going to be able to trust anything. We see on security cameras, videos, whatever. All this stuff can be faked. Okay, anyway, Viter. So it says, Daraisa, right, Edim are the proof. So therefore, that doesn't necessarily mean that Simanim are Daraisa, Darabanan. Tashma, bring another proof. Right, Mishnah in Yevamos. At the end of the Yevamos, in Me'idin lo ela al parts of Panim im Chotam. Right, again, if you're going to testify that someone, God forbid, passed away to allow his wife to remarry, you can only testify about the face and the nose. Avol pishei simanim begufo bekelov, even though there are simanim, it's maybe on his body or on his clothing, shema minas simanim lav daraisa. Apparently, a simon is not enough to allow a woman to remarry, then it's not daraisa. So Amris, you could say, no, not necessarily. The simanim we're talking about that are no good are that gufo da'aruch v'goods. Could be that he's just tall and short. And Kalev, in terms of his clothing, right, we're not going to allow him to give simanim as clothing to chayshin of the shayla. Maybe he borrowed clothing. Maybe he borrowed this guy's Steelers jersey. I don't know. I mean, how do you know it's his, right? Okay, he has the same one. Okay, but maybe he borrowed it. Maybe he tore his, whatever. So that's already, not doesn't tell me anything. Right? There are other concerns here that you would not be able to use the simanim there, but maybe simanim are there, right? So, but just here we have other chashashos. Now Gemara says, okay, one second, v'yichayshin the sheila. But if you're nervous that something was borrowed, like clothing, so chamar b'simanim ukaf hechem adrinan. How do you give back a donkey based on its saddle? Maybe borrowed a saddle. So Gemara says, Amri, they said no ukaf lo shalila in she'ukva. No, nowadays, okay, that's a good question. Nowadays, when you have like industrialization and, you know, everything is the same, but back in the day, right, all these people made their own saddles for their donkeys, right? Used their measurements. So someone else's saddle would hurt the donkey, would mess it up, right? So it doesn't make sense that they would have a borrowed saddle. That doesn't make sense. Eboy say, or you could say, right, not to, about the donkey, but about the kelim, Caleb bichuri v'smuke, or you could just say that maybe, just like, you know, the guy was tall and short, you could say simply that the clothing were red or white, but that's not actually a simon. Right? And that's what it's telling me, that is no good, but maybe simonim in general would be good, so we can't really learn from that. So like Gemara says, one second, Elo ha'detanya, matzo kosher b'kis v'arnegi v'tavas, o machal bein Caleb, afilus man meruba kosher. That's about a get. A shliach was supposed to send a get. He lost it, and then he found it with attached to like a wallet, or, you know, amongst his stuff, amongst his things, his clothing or his kalim or whatever. Even if it's a long time afterwards, then it's kosher, because he's it's, you know, with his stuff, so it must be his. If we're nervous about borrowing stuff, why do we care, right? If it's tied to a wallet, right? Maybe we're concerned that he borrowed it. So Gemara says, Amrei said, no. People don't lend that stuff out. No one lends out, back in the day, a wallet, right, or a ring, right? Different types of wallets. So mishum misamni, because people are superstitious. They're going to think that's a simon. If you give somebody, right, your wallet, if you're giving him your parnasa or whatever it is, okay. And your ring, because people are going to fake, right? That's literally the old school counterfeit faking, right? You have to fake someone's ring. That's how they put a wax in and they put their ring in. Everybody wore a ring and they know it was theirs. Because then you can, make other shtaros and stuff like that and instructions, etc. So people don't lend that stuff out. So if you find those, right, so that must be that the get is yours and that was the get you lost and you can give it. Okay. Maybe this machlokas is about simonim, right? Is a machlokas tanai. Whether it's the Brisa, the Rabbanan is Machlokas Tanaim, because the Brisa says like this, Ein Me'idin al Asuma. Asuma here is not a Suma, an evaluation, but here it means some sort of wart or pimple. Again, trying to identify a dead body so the wife can remarry. Maybe we can. So Gemara says, "Maya lav hakam." If we isn't that our machlokas, Tanakama sabr simanim derabanan, and therefore you can't use this wart or this pimple to identify the guy. But Elazar ben Mahavai sabr simanim deraisa. He holds that simon is deraisa, so you can. So Rava says, "Kuli alma simanim deraisa." No, maybe you could say that everybody holds the simanim deraisa. V'acha b'suma. Right, mitsuya ben gilo kamefugi. Maybe you're talking about a scenario where, fascinating, if you look at Rashi, ben gilo means a guy who's born under the same constellations. Right, nolan b'shaito v'nolan b'mazel echad. They're born under the same mazel, and therefore they have similar, right, bodily marks, and therefore you can't necessarily, right, identify one guy to the next. Marsav reshuma mitsuya ben gilo. Marsav reshuma ein no mitsuya ben gilo. Right, so makhluk is whether that is a thing. Okay, Eboy's Emo, or you could say the Kuli Amasuma Eino Mitsui Bengilo. Maybe everybody disagrees. Maybe everybody agrees that that's not a thing, right? That's not common, that you have similar markings on the body and when you're born under certain whatever. But the Machlokas is simply whether, right, the Simonim on a person's body change after the person dies. Mar Saver Simonim Asui Lishtanos Lachar Misa, Mar Saver Simonim Eino Sui Lishtanos Lachar Misa, right? Machlokas is whether they do and they don't. So therefore, obviously, if you can testify, you're going to say that you saw a Simon on the body, maybe that changed. It didn't really look like that when he was alive, and then for his different guy. Eboy Seymour, or you can answer. Kuliyama Suma Ina Suyu Lishtanas Lachar Misa V'Simonim Derabanan. Or you can learn the other way, that really, right, that Simonim are Derabanan, and a Suma is not going to change. V'Hacha, what's the case over here? Why are they arguing then? If it's only Derabanan, right, the Chora, everybody should hold, right, that you can't use it. The question is, if this pimple or this type of wart type thing is enough, right, to identify that this is the guy, right? Pimples and warts come and go, right? Is it permanent enough, or you know, it's not a beauty mark. Maybe it is a beauty mark, but okay, depending on what it is, right, whatever you hold, right, is that considered to be a simon muvak? Is that considered to be a definite, right, way to identify this guy? Mar savar suma simon muvak, mar savar suma lav simon muvak, who, right, it depends, right, then obviously however you hold will allow a person, an edim, to testify if this is the guy, right, or this is not the guy. Okay, we're going to stop here, then we're going to continue tomorrow with Hashem, learning about simonim and other topics. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.